Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, one of the country's largest nonprofits is in trouble.
That's right, Kristen. Boy Scouts of America reportedly considering a bankruptcy filing amid dwindling membership and a number of sexual abuse lawsuits. The organization facing legal actions that date back as far as the 1960s. Filing for bankruptcy would stop litigation and allow the organization to negotiate with those who have sued. And getting rich quick has never been so easy, or has it? Vitamin Water is giving $100,000 to anyone that gives up their smartphone for a whole year. Now, if you think you can do it, post a photo to your Twitter or Instagram account, tag Vitamin Water, and tell them how you'll survive the next year without your smartphone. Details are limited on how Vitamin Water will actually make sure you aren't using your phone, but the company does note that the verification process will include a lie detector test. Philadelphia Cream Cheese has invented the world's first double dip detector. They're calling it the double dip detector. This chip bowl uses what Philadelphia calls chip recognition technology to track each chip that goes into the bowl.
Interesting, but how do you know when someone double dips?
Well, you can pair it with a smartphone to make an alarm anytime somebody double dips.
Sounds like a great new invention. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Most models would love to see themselves in an ad campaign, but this one, not so much.
This one is really touchy. So her name is Avril Nolan. She's a model from Brooklyn. She's been awarded $125,000 after a state agency made her the unintentional face of HIV after the Division of Human Rights used a stock photo of her from a 2013 public health campaign saying, "I am positive and I have rights." She claimed emotional distress and humiliation.
Right.
She was saying that people, friends were coming up to her and saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry." She was concerned about her dating possibilities. But the judge said, well, she did experience some emotional distress, but it wasn't like she was in counseling and it didn't hurt her vintage clothes business. So she's got to be satisfied right now with $125,000.
Such a bizarre situation, though. All right, well, let's move on now. I hear an attempt to get drivers in the holiday spirit has given some people road rage.
Well, apparently, you're not going to believe this. Some guy, his name is Corey, claims the decorations on the Jersey side of the Holland Tunnel have torn this city apart. The wreaths apparently are not appropriately placed over some of the letters in the Holland Tunnel. Like, for example, a tree was placed over the N and not the A, and another wreath was put on the U, making it tonal, not tunnel. So there's this whole big petition. 2,000 people have signed it asking the Port Authority to fix the decorations because it's a nightmare for those traveling with OCD. Even Budweiser has jumped in this game, gotten in on the action. They posted a picture of their own misspelled decorations with the tweet, "This is what our Newark brewery will look like until they move that tree." Anyway, it's a madhouse, although some people are avoiding the Holland Tunnel and taking the Lincoln Tunnel instead.
I will say that's brilliant PR from Budweiser, though. Thanks, Rosanna. Okay, travel experts are warning about an upcoming change to the rules that let you show a driver's license to board planes. Starting in October of 2020, showing a state-issued license might not be enough to get through TSA checkpoints. That's when the Real ID law is set to take effect. It's a new set of standards for state-issued IDs that's supposed to make them harder to forge. The law passed in 2005 based on recommendations from the 9/11 Commission, but it was delayed several times. Right now, 37 states and territories have licenses that comply with Real ID. Another 19 don't comply but have temporary extensions. The Department of Homeland Security website lists their cutoff dates. Most people can get updated licenses by going to a DMV in person with their identification documents like a birth certificate and passport. Flyers can still board with other acceptable forms of ID like a passport or a permanent resident card. Travel advisors say to get your paperwork in now. You can find required documents on your state's DMV website. And now let's talk about Netflix. Despite some 137 million subscribers, Netflix notoriously offers little little in the way of concrete viewing data. But with the year coming to a close, the streaming giants revealing the shows and films that defined 2018. And the results may surprise you. In a year that featured breakout hit The End of the Effing World, the Queer Eye reboot, and the final season of House of Cards, it was On My Block that was deemed most binged. The South Central set coming-of-age dramedy kept fans glued to the screen the longest per viewing session. The latest seasons of Making a Murderer, 13 Reasons Why, and Last Chance U followed, with UK import Bodyguard taking fifth.
Looks like the Home Secretary couldn't be in safer hands.
On the original film front, viewers fell for the high school set rom-coms To All the Boys I've Loved Before and The Kissing Booth.
So, will you work The Kissing Booth?
Absolutely not.
Awesome.
Netflix notes nearly half of those viewers return for at least a second watch. Can't wait to see what steals viewers' attention in 2019, although my money is on Stranger Things. Let's go to our friend Headcrack now at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So Headcrack, I hear a young fan wants to be an author just like her hero.
That's right, Kristen. Michelle Obama is out here inspiring people of all ages with her new book, Becoming. And now Parker Curry, Michelle's Tyler Powell, is following in her footsteps and writing a book of her own. Parker and Michelle met after a photo of Parker viewing Michelle's painting at the National Portrait Gallery went viral. Now, the book will be about a little girl looking at Michelle Obama's portrait. Now, Parker's book is one I might be able to finish. Google has released its annual list of the top trending searches of the year, and Demi Lovato and Meghan Markle respectively took the number one and number two spots. Now, this comes as no surprise because, really, who doesn't love the royals? Khloe Kardashian, Cardi B, and Ariana Grande also made the top 10. And I'm pretty sure if they expanded the search to, like, the top 100 or maybe 1,000, I'd be in there somewhere. And finally, if you're a Selena fan, I got some great news. Selena's family teamed up with Netflix to create a scripted series about her life. Now, Selena's sister, Suzette Quintanilla, said in a statement, "Selena will always have a lasting place in music history, and we feel a great responsibility to do justice to her memory. Selena has impacted and influenced many, and I can't wait to watch it." Well, anyway, that's today's Dish. Until next time.
I love Selena, and I can't wait for this series. Headcrack, thank you. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. And still ahead, is the man flu a real thing? And there are some new Christmas trends that may surprise you. December 16th, 2000, Florida man Mike Williams disappears on a duck hunting trip. What happens next seems ripped from a TV soap opera. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. So, Jesse, take us back. What actually happened on that hunting trip?
What a story this is. Let's go back 18 years. Okay. You have Mike Williams. He's married to Denise Williams, and his best friend is Brian Winchester. On their anniversary, Mike decides to go and take a duck hunting trip in Lake Seminole. Problem is, no one ever sees him again. There's search crews are sent out, his body is not found, everybody believes that he was drowned. Now, one thing to note, while he's married to Denise, Denise is having an affair with Brian. After Mike's disappearance, Brian and Denise get together, they get married.
Gosh.
That marriage doesn't go so well, they end up separating, and in the middle of the divorce, Brian gets arrested and sentenced to armed kidnapping of Denise. So I'm not even fake. These are the details as we go. In order to avoid a life in prison for that kidnapping charge, he says, "I know what really happened to Mike. I killed him." He takes an immunity deal. He can't be charged in connection with Mike's murder. He says he's not the only one who did this. Denise actually plotted the murder. "We did this together, and we did this for a few reasons. One, because we wanted to be together. And two, she got the proceeds of Mike's life insurance policy, totaling up to over $1.7 million. And poor Mike, his body, his remains, finally get discovered only last year. This, you said it's like a soap opera. It's just, I'm not sure it's one we want to watch.
Jesse, this is so twisted. I honestly can't believe these details. And there's more. So Winchester, the admitted killer, now has immunity. But what did he reveal when he took the stand this week against Denise?
First of all, he broke down on the stand. He gets very emotional talking about when he actually killed Mike. So they tried to make it look like a drowning, but that didn't work out so well. Mike tried to get back in the boat. So he takes out a shotgun and shoots him in the face. This is cold-blooded murder. And then he describes how he and his father actually went to look for Mike, even though he knows he's the one who disposed of his body.
"He was searching and I was just lying."
So he starts breaking down on the stand, explaining how he was lying to his father. Now, here's the strangest and craziest aspect of this whole case. Since Brian took that immunity deal and he can't be charged in connection with Mike's death, if Denise is not found guilty, then no one is going to be held responsible for Mike Williams' murder. Think about that.
Wow, just incredible. Jesse, thank you so much. For more on this and other cases 24/7, head to lawandcrime.com. All right, moving on. Five-time Golden Globe winner and television legend Carol Burnett is in line to receive yet another Golden Globe. But this one is a little different. The comedian is set to receive the inaugural Golden Globe Television Special Achievement Award, which will also be named the Carol Burnett Award. According to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association in the HuffPost, the award celebrates her contributions to television both on and off the screen. It was first announced earlier this month when the association released the nominations for the upcoming 76th annual ceremony set for January 6th. Association President Meher Tatna says honorees are selected based on their impact and influence their television careers have had on the industry. Audiences know Burnett from Annie, Julie and Carol, and most notably, The Carol Burnett Show. Burnett has also received 23 Emmy nominations, a Grammy, a Life Achievement Award, and a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Tatna also says the association is honored to celebrate her legacy forever, and she deserves every bit of that praise. Time now for Gary's Life Fix, brought to you by Sandals Resorts. And today we're talking about a feeling we all know too well, frustration. With more on how to use it, we're joined by business and life strategist Gary Cox. So, Gary, you've got to explain this one for me. The idea that frustration equals success.
Well, anybody who's successful at anything, one thing they've learned to do is handle and go through frustration. It's part of success. I think a lot of people have too low of a tolerance of emotional pain. You have to increase your tolerance to emotional pain, because anytime you want to be successful at anything, it's always going to involve a lot of frustration.
Okay, so whether we're talking about a minor annoyance or something that makes you want to drop out and quit, how do you fight your way through to the next level?
Well, always remember, when you have an emotion, especially negative emotions, you're going to do one of two things, Kristen. You're going to either ignore it or you're going to reward it. So if you have a feeling of frustration and you reward it, what are you going to do? You're going to get off of course. So what you have to learn to do, you have to learn to ignore those feelings and push through them and continue the course as you had planned. And then one other thing to keep yourself from being frustrated and going forward, I've got my book on audio download, Don't Let Others Rent Space in Your Head. And we have to learn to master that.
Now that is a clever title, and you're absolutely right. We've got to master it. Gary, always fun talking to you. Great advice, thank you. Well, I know most of you followed the medical advice and got your flu shot, right? But that may not help prevent men from the man flu. I know you've heard about it before, but ladies, they may not be lying. According to Harvard Health, the term man flu is explained as a character flaw in men. When they fall ill, especially to illnesses like the flu, they're reported to exaggerate the severity of their symptoms and quickly adopt a helpless patient role, requiring others to take care of them. But listen to this. Harvard Health says men actually experience some illnesses like the flu differently than women. So the behavior of men with the flu may actually be appropriate based on how the sickness affects them. Here's how. First, testosterone plays a role. Men with high levels have a lower antibody response, creating more severe symptoms in response to illnesses and vaccinations. Second, more hospitalizations and deaths were reported among men than women diagnosed with the flu. And third, men have been reported to take longer to recover than women. And while we're talking mostly about the flu, this could apply to other illnesses as well. So, ladies, let's take it easy on this flu season. Okay, if you're yearning for that perfect Hollywood smile, today's top 30 steal is for you. We have a Nova White Charcoal Edition LED teeth whitening system at a special 89% discount. This is a complete whitening kit for two people. It's cruelty-free, kosher certified, and FDA compliant. Not only is this a safe way to whiten your teeth, it's also clinically proven to restore and strengthen enamel. You get two sets of everything, two customizable trays, two charcoal gel syringes, and two LED activating lights. They're good for up to 25 treatments, and many people see a change of shade after only one use. The Nova White Charcoal Edition LED Teeth Whitening System retails for as much as $259. But today you can buy it for just $29. That's an 89% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Welcome back to Top 30. Not every kid gets a new toy for Christmas. One charity, though, is trying to change that. Tiny Tim's Foundation for Kids is a toy factory that gives away every single thing they make. Each year, the organization makes up to 120,000 wooden toy cars at their factory in West Jordan, Utah. They're all given away to kids in need at charities, churches, and homeless shelters as far away as Africa. Everyone that works in the factory is a volunteer. Many are retirees. Their average age is about 80. The charity was founded 16 years ago by Alton Thacker, along with his wife, Cheryl. They still work there. Earlier this year, the foundation made its 1 millionth toy. An appearance on Mike Rowe's Facebook show boosted their profile. At 83, Alton doesn't show any signs of slowing down. He says seeing all those little smiles is a great motivator. All right, in today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, while most 13-year-olds just assume the title of teenager, Jace McGuirk holds the title of CEO, designer, and production manager of his company, Random Hats of Kindness. With the help of his family in their home in Gilbert, Arizona, Jace designs and sells hats as a way to spread kindness at an age when bullying is all too common. In our final story from Fox 46 Charlotte, it's often hard to keep kids' attention these days, and one teacher at Antioch Elementary in Union County, North Carolina, is taking a unique approach to get the kids involved. Whether it's dancing or creating new, innovative ways to get kids to do their homework, Josh Teagard has made a significant impact on his third graders.
It's a lot more than just trying to teach them the arithmetics and language and reading and writing. It's more so about growing them as people and getting them to realize there's so much more to life than just yourself.
Now, that's a teacher who really cares. Okay, listen up. A new government report found that 30 million people are going to owe the IRS money this year. Having tax debt really impacts your life. The IRS can take your wages, file liens on your property, and keep you from traveling. Debt is so overwhelming, but it can be resolved. A fresh start is possible. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you should call Civic Tax Relief for free information. You don't have to tackle this burden alone. Experts are waiting, ready to create a solution. Civic Tax Relief helps hardworking individuals and business owners negotiate and resolve tax debts. Some past due taxes may even be forgiven. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, and allow you to break free from debt. Call the special tax hotline now to see which new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. The consultation is free. Just call 800-375-1164. That's 800-375-1164. Don't wait. Call 800-375-1164 today. For many, it's as simple as donning a Santa hat. But this year, some are going to extremes to show they're in the Christmas spirit. Take Christmas tree eyebrows, where beauty bloggers use glitter, dye, wax, and glue to decorate, what else? Their eyebrows. The decorative viral trend appeared last year when one Instagrammer posted a picture with the caption, yes or no. But it's not just brows people are saying yes to. A year after launching Beardo Baubles, ornaments that hang from men's beards, Firebox has introduced beard lights, multicolored LED bulbs that adorn the facial hair. According to Firebox, those who don't have room for a real one can make themselves the tree this year. If the facial decorations are a little too much, how about an ugly sweater instead? That as Deb Rodham, a single mom from Florida, has turned her handcrafted sweaters into a lucrative business. Rodham sources, makes, and models the festive creations, which are covered in lights, Barbies, and Grinch toys, a fan favorite. Deb's one-of-a-kind sweaters can be purchased on Etsy alongside matching shoes, hats, and skirts. Gotta give it to her for creativity. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A shocking new report shows why your car headlights could be dangerous. Plus, we'll have tips to stay healthy at all those holiday parties. And your next vacation rental has a leg lamp in the window when you stay at the house from A Christmas Story. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.